Robin Hill, a very, very warm welcome to the wonderful world of 88 FM in Ballito. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm doing very well. Thanks, and yourself?
I'm good, thank you. You look absolutely amazing. You dressed up. Not for me, but I mean, you just dressed up. It was one of those days. Let me dress up, right?
Yes, yes, indeed.
And you have your sash on, Miss Grand Amanzimtoti, which makes you now a finalist for the Miss Grand South Africa.
Yes.
Later on in the year, June. And if you win the title, because of course you're going to, right,
from KZN. Yes, obviously.
Obviously, I mean, you're going to smash it. You would then go to Thailand for 3 weeks to represent the country.
Yes, that is correct.
How does that feel?
It can become very overwhelming, just knowing that you're carrying the pressure of the whole of South Africa on the international stage can be very overwhelming, but to me, it's something that I feel like I was born to do, and I'm just super excited to compete.
Lovely. Now, I was reading your biog, and I got exhausted just reading your biog. I mean, come on, how do you find the time for all that you do? You're a fitness professional, a professional model. You've danced a bit of acting here and there, okay?
Yes.
And you have your own business called Robin Hill Performances, and you've been in the fitness industry for a few years.
Tell us
about you and all that you do.
So, like I mentioned, I am a professional model, or an aspiring professional model. I'm semi-professional at the moment, hencing the Miss Grand International pageant. When I go internationally, then if I were to win the title, then I get to be sponsored for a whole year. So that's the main goal. And currently, I'm working as a personal trainer at Virgin Active and Gateway. So if anybody's needing some personal training advice, they are more than welcome to pop by and say hello. And then I've been in the performing industry for about 12 years that I can remember. So it's just honestly being on stage and stepping on stage and working with people. It's just me. It's something that I love to do, and I really feel that I can go forward with this.
Isn't it great that, you know, you're doing something, Robin, that you love?
Yep.
I mean, so many people just, they work for the wage at the end of the month. I mean, I love what I do.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't even got a real job, you know. I don't class this as a real job. But how do you fit everything in? You must have a strict sort of schedule that you stick to.
Yes, so I usually wake up at 3:30 in the morning.
No, stop it.
And because I stay quite far away from where I work, I need to be at Gateway around 5 o'clock.
Wow.
So I have a 45-minute drive, so from 5 until about 10, 11.
Where do you stay?
I stay in Amanzimtoti.
Oh, right, of course.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes, hence Miss Grand
Amanzimtoti. It is quite a drive.
Yes,
yeah.
It's quite a bit of a drive. And then around 11, 12, I have a bit of a break. So that's usually when I try and do my lunch, my content, and a bit of everything. And then have the rest of my clients again. I try and train in between. So it's really quite interesting to juggle everything around, mainly because I try and incorporate my modeling, incorporate my fitness as well as my work. So it can become quite challenging, but I feel like I've been getting the hang of it in the past few months.
You're used to it now. And a diet? Are you on some kind of a special diet with all these protein shakes and stuff?
At the moment, I am doing a diet, yes. So I have a coach. They recently started a business called Iron Forge Physiques. So she's been coaching me. Her name is Kaylee, for about a month, where she gives me a training program as well as a meal plan. And I am currently about 6 weeks away from my pageant, and I've started about a month and a half ago.
You must have huge discipline for all that you do, especially getting up in the middle of the night at 3:30. I'm sometimes just going to bed at that time.
Yes.
But anyway.
It's quite challenging.
All right. Now, we'll talk about the Miss Grand South Africa after we've taken some music. But just tell us about the Miss Grand Amanzimtoti. How did that come about?
Yes. So before, when you entered Miss Grand South Africa, you were just chosen as a finalist for Miss Grand South Africa. And I feel like now they're branching it out more. So every finalist, they have given a mini title, basically. So that is why I'm Miss Grand Amanzimtoti, because I am from Amanzimtoti.
So you didn't win a contest per se?
Not this one.
Okay.
No. When you enter as a finalist, you are given a small little title to basically see what you can do within your community. And then potentially, so Miss Grand South Africa would like to expand more. So I believe that the reason for them giving us this title is to eventually, when they do expand more, they can do regional competitions. So then eventually there will be a Miss Grand Mums and Soti competition. From there you will go to either Miss Grand South Africa and then internationally.
All right, Miss Grand South Africa is the one that you're going to go to when you smash it and when you win it.
Yes.
And then overseas. Are they a good organization to work for? Are they, you know, do they look after you well? Are they?
Yes. So this is a very well sought after organization.
Okay.
Most beauty pageants that you do within South Africa, you have to get your own uniforms, your own outfits and your own dresses. Whereas this one, they sponsor the evening wear dresses to us, which takes quite a couple of grand out of it saves us quite a couple of grand. So the only thing that we actually need to take care of are our interview outfits as well as our swimwear outfits.
Okay.
Yes. So they are a very good organization to work for or to be a part of.
Fantastic.
And they've been around for about 10 or 11 years. So they really know the international stage, international competition, and what to bring forward to the stage to be that grand element.
All right, we'll talk about the Miss Grand South Africa finals. Should we call them finals? Well,
yes.
Isn't it? The finals. Yes. Whereupon, if you win it, you'll be off to Thailand. So, Robin, I'm feeling that you must have a very understanding fiancé.
Yes.
Am I right?
That is correct.
You know, because I'll be honest with you, you know, you're a young girl. How old is he?
He is 24.
What's his name?
His name is Ronan.
Ronan.
Yes.
And a lot of guys of his age and being in a relationship with you, they couldn't take it. They couldn't. Yeah. It'd be too much pressure for them. So how does that pan out with you and him?
So I have been very blessed with him as a fiancé. Believe it or not, we only got engaged about 5-6 months ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So we were together for about 7 months, and then everybody always said, oh, when you know, you know. And I never really understood that compared to all my previous relationships.
How many have you had?
Only like one or two.
I'm playing with you.
And then, yes, after a while, I just really think God brought us together, and he was like,
all right,
this is it.
Okay, so the Theatre of Marcellus, it sounds very posh, at the Emperor's Palace, which also is very, very posh, on the 28th of June. Have you looked at the venue? Can you get it online and check it out?
Yes, that is correct.
How beautiful is it?
It's absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous, yes.
Now, there's 30 girls. You're one of 30.
That is correct, yes.
Tell us what happens on the night, very quickly.
So, on the night, we have three segments. One is a casual and evening wear, as well as a swimwear. And then everybody gets to walk once in each segment. And then from there, you get chosen into your top 11. So, you have your top 10 finalists, as well as your one from your public votes. And then we all do a speech about war and violence, because the Miss Grand organization stands against war and violence.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And then from there, they choose the top five. And then all top five gets crowned and sashed. And then the winner gets to represent South Africa internationally.
Do you get big prizes for winning the Miss Grand South Africa before you go to Thailand or not?
So it depends about the organization. So it depends on the organization. Some days, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. It just depends on the amount of sponsorships we got the year and like just the amount of promoting and products that we received. But it's not necessarily about the prizes. The main goal is to represent South Africa internationally.
How would you respond to people who call these things a cattle market? Have you heard that expression before?
No, I have not.
Basically that, you know, oh, here we go again. They're in bikinis and blah-de-blah and beauty pageants. Shouldn't be doing it. How do you respond to that?
Honestly, I feel like we still need to have some sort of performance on stage. And I feel like a lot of the pageant organizations, they start modernizing, which is not a bad thing necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do feel that the way they did it way back when, a bit old-fashioned, it was popular and it is where it is today because of the name it has for itself.
Are all the girls happy with the swimsuit section? I mean, can you wear a full suit or can you wear a bikini? How does that work?
So they prefer a bikini mainly because the Miss Grand organization stands for Body, Beauty, Brains and Business.
Oh, okay.
So it's, like I mentioned, very old-fashioned. You need to have a good body, very clever, very good business mindset, and then as well as the beauty aspect.
Well, I think you have all of those. I really do.
Thank you.
And it's been an absolute pleasure having you here. And we'd love to hear from you. In fact, you can phone me even if it's like midnight. on the night of the 28th
You'll
of June.
You'll be asleep by then. I'll be asleep by then.
Wake me up. I'll leave my phone on. No, you'll be celebrating at 12 if you win it.
Yes.
You don't have to get up at 3:30 the next morning if you win it, remember?
I might possibly, because I need to do photo shoots and content the next day.
All right. Honestly, you're an absolute pleasure to talk to, Robin. And we, the whole gang here at 88FM, we wish you well. You're going to go there and smash it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate everything.
Pleasure. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.